Studio, a small group who claim to be an autonomous kingdom within Great Britain. Now, standing next to me is their leader, Mr.
Grunt Fatuck. J. Pease Mould, Grunt Fatuck. King Grunt Fatuck, the fourth of Pease Mouldia.
Yes. The fourth?
Yes, and also the first, second, and the third. It's just my whim.
Your whim?
My
I see.
Whim.
Yes,
I have them.
Yes. Where actually is Pease Mouldia?
It's railway side in Zoxton. It's environs, viz. Scroggs Alley, and as far as Buttermould Street is the pub. About 200 square yards in all. That is my dominion.
Well, now, what gives you the idea that you are king of this particular area?
It came unto me in a vision.
Oh! A vision, you say?
Yes, I get them mainly of a Friday after the pubs. Generally, they consist of snakes and giant alligators and that class of thing. But on this occasion, it was an ethereal figure, and it said, "Go forth, Grunt Fatuck." My child.
Child.
Yes, and claim the throne, he said, of Pease Mouldia. Thus spake the voice, so I done it next morning.
And now you claim to be the king. How many loyal subjects do you have?
Well, including my wife and myself, two. This gracious lady who stands beside me is, in fact, my dearly beloved queen. Give him the royal salutation, Buttercup.
Cheeky face.
Yes, very regal, that is. You'll have to forgive her. She's a commoner. She's as common as muck she is. Yes, I'm married beneath myself.
That's nice talk for a king. Fine king you are, sitting on the throne all day making proclamations.
Now, could you tell me more about this kingdom of Pease Mouldia? I mean, are you officially recognised by the British government?
No, we're not. Now, it's what gets up our nose, doesn't it? They haven't even sent us Patrick Gordon Walker.
Well, I've got several questions I'd like to ask you.
I'm sorry, the audience is over. My gracious lady and I must away to our royal palace at number 3 railway sidings. You see, today's the day we're holding a royal tea party in the backyard. It's a social occasion of the year for us.
So my husband and I have to nip off before the chip shop closes.
It's all go when you're a king.
Come on, get it on.